Welcome to Your Five for the Day, and on behalf of the production team, we wish you a very happy and prosperous New Year. As we have entered into this New Year, the main question that runs through most people's minds is, what are my New Year's resolutions going to be? Others just simply make up their minds not to think about it. Yet still others make a long list, but by mid-January, they fail, they fall away from their plan. We all fall victim of this year after year, and this phenomena keeps happening again and again. This year, I don't want to be counted among those who make resolutions and not stick to them. Every year presents its own challenges, successes, and failures. The Word of God says that the latter shall be greater than the former. That is the same way things get year after year. Challenges get bigger if not successfully overcome. The failures are worse, but thankfully it applies the same way the other way round, that when successfully overcome, the successes are immeasurable. This new year, our problems will be bigger, but our successes will also be bigger if only we rely on God. Apart from having our resolutions, one thing we should seek is to be better people. Better than last year, better than the previous years, better in relationships, better in family life, better with friends, a better person in every area of life. The worst thing we can do this year is to fall back to what we were in previous years. If last year was the best year for you, guess what? So far, you are still here, alive. If last year was one of the worst years of your life, God says don't lose hope, don't lose heart. This year can be a year of big things by trusting Him to be your Saviour and guide. God can, through His love and mercy, perfect things for us. Remember a man named Job in the Bible lost everything, but by remaining true to his faith in God, received in the end more than he had in the beginning. One of my favourite verses in the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope in your latter end." The Bible also says in the book of Proverbs that we should commit all our plans into God's hands and our thoughts will be established. When we come to making resolutions, we often declare that this year we want to do this and we want to do that. This is not what the Bible asks us to do. Instead, God says we should first commit our plans to Him, and we have to do this thoroughly. And then afterwards, whatever thoughts we even have had about those plans, we should leave them in His hands. One more thing for this new year. God wants us to know that we are not alone. He said, if we trust our lives fully to Him as our Saviour and Lord, He will never leave us or forsake us. Sometimes we feel like God's presence is not there, and when that happens, we need to check ourselves to see if we are on the right path. Remember, God is always on the right path. If we don't feel His presence, then it is we who have deviated. Even if we realize that we are on the right path, but we are still not feeling His presence, then God is telling us that we need to move from our comfort zone and seek and trust Him more. He wants us to build our faith more. He wants us to move higher. This year promises a lot more. Climb higher. Keep the fire burning throughout the year. Never turn it off. God bless you.